USA Radio News.
10 prisoners, including two Americans, captured as prisoners of war by Russian-backed forces, were freed in a deal brokered by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The group were released as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Russia and Ukraine, though it wasn't immediately clear if Ukraine had freed any prisoners as part of the swap. The POWs were flown from Russia to Saudi Arabia before being returned to their home countries.
President Trump's former top cop says the lawsuit against Trump by New York's attorney general is a stunt. AG Lalita James claims Trump and his family falsified business records to obtain loans years ago, but former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr isn't buying it.
It's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she's going to go after Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Barr says the fact that James is going after Trump's kids shows an abuse of power. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two people have finally stepped up to claim the second largest Mega Millions jackpot in history. A record-setting $1.34 billion was cashed out in Illinois. The lucky winners, who opted to stay anonymous, reportedly vowed to split the money after sharing the ownership of a single winning ticket. The pair sat on the winning digits for 8 weeks before raising their hands, working with legal and financial advisors to claim the lump sum of $780.5 million, according to the Illinois Lottery. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Flights out of Russia sold out after Vladimir Putin triggered mass panic by announcing a historic military call-up. The Russian leader used a television speech to unveil plans for 300,000 reservists to be sent to Ukraine, sparking fear that further call-up for men of fighting age could soon be on the way. One-way flights out of the country quickly shot up in price, while some aviation industry's reports also suggest that Russian airlines have been ordered to stop selling tickets to men aged between 18 and 65 unless they are able to show evidence that they have been allowed by the military of defense to leave the country. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in the murder of George Floyd. Lane pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter after he held down Floyd's legs while Derek Chauvin knelt on the man's neck for more than 9 minutes on May 25, 2020. Lane was spared an additional charge of second-degree murder as part of a plea deal. Two other police officers involved in Floyd's arrest rejected a plea deal and are scheduled to stand trial on October 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.